in this bulletin. Pfizer booster provisionally approved for 16 to 17-year-olds. Calls for a lockdown in Central Australia to avoid a COVID catastrophe in Aboriginal communities. And in sport, Indigenous NRL star Josh Adokar highlights racist abuse on social media. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Australia's medical regulator has provisionally approved Pfizer as a COVID-19 booster for 16 and 17-year-olds. Until now, only people aged 18 and over have been eligible to get a booster in Australia. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says that 16 and 17-year-olds will be given the same size dose of the Pfizer vaccine as is used in adults. Australia's Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer, Alison McMillan, says a high proportion of younger people are catching the virus and spreading it around.
They're very mobile, they interact very frequently. We all know the challenges that we face with getting our younger people to wear masks, to follow the sort of things we ask of them with social distancing and all of those requirements. So, yes, we are seeing cases in younger people.
Peak Indigenous bodies in the Northern Territory have penned an open letter to the Chief Minister calling for an immediate lockdown across Central Australia to stop the spread of COVID-19. The groups include the Central Australian Aboriginal Congress, the Central Land Council, and the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance, Northern Territory. They say the virus is out of control in Aboriginal communities in Alice Springs and other parts of Central Australia and is rapidly escalating. They've accused the territory and federal governments of a catastrophic failure to implement pre-arranged plans to control the spread of COVID in remote Aboriginal communities. The groups say they've been continuously advocating for firm action, but their requests have been ignored. Another 39 people with COVID-19 have lost their lives in Victoria. Hospital admissions have declined further, now at 988 people, while 12,755 new cases have been recorded. Meanwhile, there have been 35 further virus deaths in New South Wales and 13,333 new infections. There are 2,737 people with coronavirus in the state's hospitals, 15 more than yesterday. And another 584 COVID-19 cases have been detected in Tasmania, the state's lowest daily figure since early January. A Sydney woman says she's angry that her father was unable to get his booster shot before he caught COVID-19 in aged care and died. Melinda Holmes' father, Garth, was in a lockdown nursing home when he contracted the virus in early January and died alone in a hospital a week later. Garth had been fully vaccinated in April last year, but residents in his nursing home had still not been boosted, and his family wasn't permitted to take him elsewhere to get his shot. Aged Care Services Minister Richard Colbeck is under fire after it was revealed he declined to attend a COVID-19 Senate committee hearing, but went to an Ashes cricket match in Hobart on the same day. Ms. Holmes says she respects that ministers are people too, but she can't understand why Senator Colbeck would prioritise his sports portfolio during a COVID crisis.
To not go to a meeting about COVID when you're the aged care minister, when it's a matter of life and death for those people in aged care, the management of COVID, and you want to make sure that you're doing the best thing, the best. We expect our ministers to help us to manage it as well as possible, and we just don't understand why there weren't boosters and why the cricket was more important than managing those issues and looking after the health of people in aged care.
To sport, and the NRL has lauded Indigenous star Josh Adokar for highlighting racist abuse he received on social media, confirming the matter has been referred to police. The Canterbury Bulldogs recruit posted screenshots this week showing multiple vile comments and direct messages from a social media user. NRL Chief Executive Andrew Abdo says fans who racially abuse or threaten players will be reported to police. He says the league will also work with authorities to identify perpetrators. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth with a top of 35 degrees, a morning shower or two in Adelaide and 27, possible showers with heavy falls in Melbourne and 32, humid with showers in Hobart and 26 degrees, a shower or two and a possible storm in Canberra and 29, partly cloudy in Wollongong and 27, similar conditions in Sydney and Newcastle and 29, a possible morning shower in Brisbane and 30, rain at times and a possible storm in Cairns with a top of 30 as well, and showers with a possible storm in Darwin, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.